Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for joining me for another mini episode in our Consistency 365 series. One of the big barriers to consistency is staying in a place of, I don't know, just throwing up your hands and being like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's wrong with me. I was thinking about this the other day. I had an exchange with one of my clients, and it got me thinking about when I first started my job in the supplement industry.
when I graduated from college, I worked for a hospital system. And a few years after being with the hospital system, I moved into the supplement industry. And I knew nothing about the supplement industry. I applied for this job because this company was where my then boyfriend at the time worked, who became my first husband. And I thought it would be a cool shift. And I wanted to work at the same place as he did because he really liked his job. And I got the job. And I remember getting the job and being like, I don't know anything about this. I don't know the first thing to do. And when I went into the role, there wasn't a training program. It was just sort of you get thrown into the pool and you learn how to swim. And while I very much had the sense of, I don't know anything, I didn't stay in that energy and just show up and sit there being like, I don't know what to do. Gosh, I really don't know what to do. Because if I did that, I would be fired. I went in and I learned and I studied and I asked questions and I tried and I was engaged in doing and I learned from doing. But when it comes to things that are more personal, where there aren't as many people involved, it can be very easy to sit and like, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I keep doing this. And this exchange that I had with one of my clients, basically she said, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't get it. I sabotage myself all the time. And I replied and I said, tell me more. Whatever this situation is specifically where you feel like you are sabotaging, tell me what tools you're working with. What have you tried? What do you know that you could do to make a difference? And what are you doing? And so she listed out, you know, I'm drinking more water, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And she said, where I really struggle is planning and executing my meals. But none of the things that she listed out had to do with setting her up for success in eating what she said she would eat. So I said, all right, other than writing it down after it's done, what tools are you using for planning and executing your meals? Have you broken it down into smaller pieces? What have you tried? And she replied very honestly, which is so valuable. She said, I haven't. You know, I could do these things and I have the time to do it and I have the resources, but I haven't done it. That is so often what gets in the way of consistency. We give so much energy and so much emotion to how we feel about the problem and to thinking about the problem, what happened, why it happened, how you feel about what it happened, and not nearly as much time or energy or emotion or attention in this is what I can do about the solution. And sometimes we have to channel that energy that I brought into that job that was completely outside of my skill set. I didn't want to lose the job. And so every day I showed up to learn and I would bring things home to study and I would pay attention in meetings and then I would do things based on what other people said or what other people suggested. I was so in action. Yes, I had the thoughts of fear and the thoughts of uncertainty and the thoughts of doubt, but more than anything, I was in action creating the solution. I didn't know exactly what was going to work. I didn't know if what I was doing was going to work. I didn't have a path or a playbook, but I was in action. I was in action. I was in action. And if we would just apply that to whatever area we are struggling in, it changes everything. Be really mindful of how much of your time and your energy is distracting you from action because you are spinning around how you feel about the problem, replaying the problem. Use that energy, redirect that energy, and get in action. You are the only thing in your way, and you do not have to remain in your way. But to get out of your way, you have to get in action. Even if you don't know what to do or you aren't exactly sure of the path, you can still be in action. You still have tools that you are aware of from books that you've read or podcasts you've listened to or people you've talked to. You have an arsenal of tools. You just have to use them and you have to use them consistently and you have to use them in those moments that you struggle with. It is a choice. You are capable of making that choice. I am capable of making that choice. So let's go through today and make that choice.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree